So a lot of people talked about NFL workouts and players having workouts in COVID-19. And the big name that has been doing that has gotten a lot of attention, of course, has been Tom Brady with his new football team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But what is it like being a part of that, especially when a guy comes to your team, you've been there, and you have all these expectations no matter when the NFL season is going to start? Let's bring in Buccaneers center Ryan Jensen, has done a terrific job with his football team. He joins us, thanks to Shel Pinzoa, Performance Line on Freddie Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and XM Channel 80. Ryan, no matter how many workouts you have with Tom Brady, what's been the biggest takeaway from you about being around a guy that you're going to be snapping the ball to every possession when the season gets started?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the thing with Tom is how detail oriented he is with everything he does, from, you know, his drop to his steps to, you know, how he wants, you know, the wide receivers and tight ends and backs to, you know, run their routes. Just the little minute things that he is bringing, you know, to, you know, elevate everybody around him. It's huge.
What has that attention to detail been like? Because you've been a part of some really good teams going back to your Baltimore days. Just take us onto the field, the different level of attention to detail. What's it like?
Yeah, no, it's great. It just brings a different level of intensity when, you know, he's so focused. You know, it helps bring in the focus of everybody else. And, you know, not to say that, you know, we haven't been focused in the years past, but when you have a guy like Tom who's, you know, the greatest to ever do it, you know, that's very contagious. And I think that's really what it brings, for sure.
Why would Tom Brady ask you, do you wear a glove on your snap hand?
He wants to know how much sweat, you know, potentially is going to be on my hand, which, you know, obviously translates to the ball. And with him, he's got a, you know, there's an article last year about, you know, sweat and, you know, getting off his center's butt and not wanting it there. So I think the thing about that is he wants to make sure, you know, he's going to get a dry football every time I snap it to him.
All right, hold on a minute. I need a 20 here, Ryan. It's hot in Tampa, right? I mean, we're on an NFL, either college or NFL sideline every weekend. And I'm down there. I mean, I got moves. I mean, I'm sweating my butt off. I mean, you're in pads, and there's certain parts of the anatomy. It just sweats. So you have to wear a longer towel, I mean, or on the back end? I mean, what are we doing here besides the hand to avoid the sweat?
Yeah, he has this technique he taught me about folding the towel over itself twice, and then, you know, it gets shoved down the butt a little bit, and then, you know, down into the lower region, and then a little bit of baby powder, and I tell you what, it keeps it nice and dry and fresh down there, that's for sure.
Okay, now I need a full timeout. Hold on a minute. Okay, you gotta elaborate here, because I'm telling you, there's some people in my family that need this technique. So how do you double wad a towel and some talc and get it down yonder?
All right, so you start with, like, a average hand towel, you know, like the towels that they have on the sideline, you know, NFL. You fold it over hamburger style.
Okay.
So, you know, end to end, hamburger style, then fold it hot dog style. And then you put the open end down your pants, and then the closed end kind of just hangs out a little bit, and you just put a little bit of baby powder down the skin to skin, and it works. It keeps it dry down there.
This is the only place where you can talk about butt sweat that could have a potential impact between the quarterback and the center. That center's Ryan Jensen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joining us on Freddie Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Ian's right about the detail and now being detail oriented with a guy like Tom Brady, but how much of that, in terms of a humor part of it, have you been able to say, you know what, I know it's going to be humorous to people, but it's kind of glad to have a guy like that has a sense of humor, but we know how detail-oriented, especially the expectation that he has for himself and that he has for you as a teammate, Ryan?
Yeah, definitely. No, it's awesome getting to know Tom a little bit more, and, you know, how, you know, just a normal dude he is. You know, I didn't know what to expect, you know, when we first signed him, and, you know, who he was as a person. And, you know, over the last 3 months or so, you know, I've really gotten to know him a little bit better. And, you know, he's just one of the guys, but it's for sure one of those things, like, when, you know, you cross that white line and it's on, you know, it's all business. It's all, you know, we got to win, get it done. And it's good having somebody like that that can push you, you know, between the lines in the meeting rooms in the facility. But, you know, you walk out of the facility and, you know, your buddies and, you know, yeah, he might have cussed me out earlier in the week or whatever. But, you know, now we're, you know, off the field and just being, you know, being guys, you know, it's awesome having a leader like that.
Did you ask him where he learned that technique and what does it feel like when you're walking around with that contraption underneath your nethers?
Yeah, no, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. You get used to it, but it's, you know, it's, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win games. You know, he wants to dry football. You know, I'm going to shove a towel down my butt and, you know, we're going to have dry football. So,
Hey, man, we got a Lombardi on the line here. I'll do whatever the hell it takes, man. I get it.
Exactly.
Did he learn it? Did he tell you where he learned the technique?
I'm not sure where he learned it, but it's funny because Ben Garland, who he filled in for Weston Richburg and for the 49ers when Weston got hurt, I'm friends with him. And when I sent out a tweet about it a while back, Ben Garland texted me. He goes, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo. He goes, he has me do the same thing. So obviously, you know, Jimmy learned it from Tom.
But wow,
yeah, spreading around the league like wildfire.
It's just spreading. The technique is spreading. But no, he never really explained where it came from. I think he just something he figured out over the years.
Wow.
Oh boy. Well, hit him on Twitter at SendGen66, Ryan Jensen, Tampa Bay Buccaneers Center, and also Bets with Aficionado joining us here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. The one thing I love about players like you, Ryan, is that you never forget where you came from. You understand exactly what a blessing it is to play in the National Football League. Division II kid out of Colorado State Pueblo, played the Baltimore Ravens, now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How much do you think about your journey that has led you from where you got started in college football? And now you're about to snap a football to the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady this year.
Yeah, no, it's crazy just looking back at my journey. And, you know, you mentioned the, you know, remember where you came from. And there's just things that have gone on in my career. You know, my second year in the league, I got cut because I got complacent and, you know, kind of, forgot where I came from. And, you know, I got cut, was on practice squad. And, you know, it really re-centered me in my career, which I think is the, you know, at the time, it was like the worst thing that ever happened to me, you know, get cut from an NFL team. But honestly, it's the best thing that happened to me. But, you know, going from that to, you know, being an interior swing guy for, you know, 3-4 years and then, you know, getting my opportunity to start in 2017 and, you know, just running away with it. And then obviously signing here in Tampa in 2018, you know, obviously Tom Brady was the last person I thought I'd be snapping the ball to when I signed down here. But now it's just like, it's crazy the journey that – this game is, you know, given me and my family. It's very blessed.
How often do you take a step back and take that mental snapshot and go, man, I'm here. This is it. This is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think it happens to me, especially in the grind of the season. You know, it's like it gets to a point in the season where it's Groundhog Day and you start complaining, you start kind of forgetting. You know, what you're doing, and, you know, it's just the same stuff in day in and day out. And
I've got to stick this towel down my butt again.
Exactly. And it's like, for me, you know, I take a step back and I'm like, why am I complaining? Like, I'm playing in the NFL. Like, 90% of the kids in the United States, that's like their dream and stuff like that. So it's very humbling just to kind of step back and look at everything, you know, that, you know, I've accomplished and, over the last, you know, 8 years in the NFL, you know, last 12 years, you know, through college and stuff like that. It's just sometimes you gotta step back in your life and just kind of view everything that's good in it for sure.
What are your thoughts on an NFL season in these COVID-19 times, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, we can have a season and, you know, go off without a hitch. And, you know, there's going to be changes. And, you know, that's just the world we're living in right now is a lot of uncertainty and a lot of new changes in everyday life. And that's going to, you know, be the same thing in the NFL and the building and the locker room on the field, you know, game day. It's, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but I feel like we're going to, we're going to get through it, and we're going to figure it out and go out there and have a full season, and hopefully it'd be a good one.
Was there any reservation after the recommendation, not a mandate, but recommendation from the league saying, hey, you guys should avoid all practices together? And when TB12 says, boys, 7:30 in the morning, let's go. What was your reaction?
Here's the thing. Like I always tell people about football and what it takes to be an NFL football player and all that. You can't get into football shape without doing football stuff. So for us to, you know, be out there doing football stuff, working out and all that, you know, that's going to help us not only, you know, prevent injury and that, but it's also going to help us, you know, be a better team. So, you know, granted, you know, as long as we're doing it correctly and, you know, staying within state, you know, regulations and stuff like that, I don't see an issue with it. Yeah, I understand that, you know, COVID is a very serious thing and all that, but I know all the guys that have been coming or have been staying healthy and you know, taking all precautions and you know, staying safe and try, you know, helping prevent getting infected.
Well, let's leave you on a light note, and we greatly appreciate your time here, Ryan, here on ESPN Radio. Does an offensive lineman, is it illegal? Barrett Jones, three-time All-American, three-time national champion in Alabama, played with the Rams and Eagles. You may know Barrett. We were on the road last year, and I ordered a filet. He said, that is illegal. You never order a damn filet. It's either bone-in ribeye, something. You don't. The filet does not exist when it comes to men. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? It depends. To give and take. You know, I'm a ribeye guy 99.9% of the time. But if it's the day before a game, night before a game, I'm probably going to get a filet just because it's less fatty, it's a little bit less heavy, and, you know, you get a bone-in ribeye, you're looking at least 26 ounces. You know, that's a big steak. You know, you don't want to be feeling too heavy the next day. So I think that's the only exception. Or if it's wrapped in bacon. You know, if it's wrapped in bacon, that's a whole different argument. But
if you wrap it in bacon, it goes from a cute little thing, right? And all of a sudden, now let's go ahead and get it. Okay, I got it.
It's just, you know, create, you know, a little baseball steak with you know, wrap it in bacon and cook it up. You know, that's different. It, you know, there's layers to this. It's like an onion. You know, there's a bunch of layers.
Awesome.
He is a fan favorite, and you can clearly understand why. Like we mentioned, he's a great follow on Twitter, SinJen66. That's SinJen66. A pleasure to talk with Tampa Bay Buccaneers center Ryan Jensen. He gave us his time right here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. Hey, Ryan, it was a treat. Continue to stay safe. We hope to see you on the football field sooner than later this fall, and thanks for joining us, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me.